3. Me no stinking at it. Hey listeners, before we pour into today's show, just a quick note. What you're hearing on the Audio Mug podcast show and Coffee Thoughts is for reflection, inspiration, and entertainment only. I am not a licensed professional, and this isn't advice. Always reach out to an expert when you need one. Now, let's pour into today's show's thoughts. I drink coffee like most people breathe, and I think about life the same way. Welcome to the Coffee Thoughts on the Audio Mug podcast show. Before we brew today's thoughts, I got a quick reminder. We've got a special page just made for you, our listeners. If you got a story, an idea, or a thought that's been brewing in your mind, share it with us. Just type theaudiomug.com listener/thoughts in your browser. Or go on our website, click podcast in the menu, and tap listener thoughts. It's quick, easy, and a great way to be part of our show. We read every submission one at a time because every voice deserves its own sip of attention. All right, warm mug, open mind, let's get into today's show. Thoughts, gratitude in a cup. You ever take that first sip of coffee in the morning and just pause? Not because it's perfect, maybe it's too hot, maybe it's a little strong, but because for the one small moment everything feels still. That's gratitude, right there, in the quiet between a sip and a sigh. We tend to think of gratitude as to come from something big, successful, luck, or a major win. But sometimes it's in the smaller, simpler things, like the warmth of the mug in your hand, the humming of the morning, or the comfort of knowing that even when the world feels heavy, you still got something good right in front of you. Gratitude doesn't erase what's hard. It gives it perspective. It's like cream in a black coffee. It doesn't change what it is, but it softens how it feels. When life gets rough, I remind myself there is always something worth being grateful for. Even if it's just the fact that I made it through yesterday. And sometimes that's enough. Because gratitude isn't about having more. It's about seeing more. Seeing what's already here, already holding you up, already making the day a little better than it could have been. I remember one morning years ago, running late, spilling coffee down my shirt, everything going wrong. But on the drive, I caught the sun rise in the side mirror, obviously the West Coast mirror. For a moment, I forgot about the mess. That orange light filled the truck. I thought, all right, I need that. That was gratitude. Showing up uninvited, but right on time. We don't have to chase gratitude. It's always in the room, waiting to be noticed. It hides in the small talk with a friend, in the song that hits just right, and in a quiet at the end of the day when you're finally exhausted and realize you made it through again. Gratitude doesn't ask for the perfect moment. It grows in the original once. The more we find it, the richer life tastes. Kind of like coffee. Better when you slow down and really take it in. Hey, you heard that, right? And if you're wondering where that came from, well, have a little look around theaudiomug.com. That's right, have a little look around my website, theaudiomug.com. There might be a secret corner hiding in the shadows. Hey, but you didn't hear that from me. So, maybe today, before you rush into the noise, pause with that first cup, take inventory of what already is good, the roof over your head, the breath that you just took, the warmth in your hands, the people will still check in, even when you don't have much to say. Gratitude isn't a feeling we wait for. It's a habit we choose. And every time we choose it, life pours back a little more peace. So, here's to that. Gratitude in a cup. Sip it slow. Let it fill you. And when you pour out again into the world, let that gratitude spill over, because someone out there might just need a taste of it too. Before we wrap this one up, don't forget, you can share your own coffee thoughts with us. Go to theaudiomug.com/listener-thoughts. Remember, theaudiomug.com/listeners-thoughts. Or find that link under the podcast on our site. Tell us what gratitude means to you. What's one small thing today that you are thankful for? We might feature it, your thoughts, in a future episode. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone else who could use the reminder. Follow the show, stay connected, and keep those mugs full. Until next time, keep your coffee hot, your heart open, and remember, gratitude doesn't just change your day, it changes the way you see it.